Now, the rest of the story. It's not every day that an American newspaper reporter gets an assignment like this, but it's the sort of thing many journalists eagerly await all their lives. And reporter Tom Hunter of the Charleston News and Courier was appropriately enthusiastic when his editor told him he was going to report on an African tribe, was actually going to visit the tribe and stay a while, and report on the tribe, was actually going to visit and report firsthand. Well, Tom would never forget walking the long dusty road that led into yesterday and being greeted by the strangely dressed tribesman who was to welcome Tom to their village. And as Tom approached the village, he fumbled for his pocket tape recorder, excitedly spoke what he saw. Steam is rising from a black pot tended by a woman who has a ring through her nose. She is wearing a wraparound garment and headdress. I'm quoting his words now as he recorded them. I'm being taken to the tribal chieftain by one of the village priests. A young boy falls to the ground in front of the holy man and waits to be touched before rising and going on his way. I look up to see a ram's head, the god of lightning and thunder, I am told. It seems to be eyeing me as I pass. At last I'm granted an audience with the chief. He is dressed in a blue and white robe and sitting on a throne of blocks. He is Chief Baba, the ruler of the Yorubaba tribe. Reporter Tom Hunter, whom I've just been quoting, communicating as best he could with Chief Baba, asked if he would like any of his people to visit the white man's world, or perhaps even live among whites in modern Western society. And the chief, and I'm partly paraphrasing now, the chief said that he knew of attempts to infuse the black culture into the white culture, but his understanding was that the experiment had failed. No people, he said, can graft a nationality or a culture to another group. The reporter was fascinated by the response. He decided to carry his inquiry further. Tom asked Chief Baba, would he grant the children of his tribe a Western education, the opportunity to go to school in the United States under that nation's system of education? But the chief frowned. Such an education would only confuse them, he said. It was about at that point that reporter Tom Hunter felt, as others of his race who had ventured thus, that the hospitable, if skeptical, tribal chief was saying without saying, white man, go home. White man, you have tried throughout the centuries to dress us in your clothing. You have attempted to impose upon us your standards and your customs. You have even sought to save us through your religion and your education, but we do not want to be saved. End quote. The Yoruba are happy with 14 different types of marriages from which to choose. They appreciate the traditions of Western African native life, which was so honored by their ancestors, their clothing and their religion and their means of expressing themselves through primitive art and primitive music. These are the things that make them happy. So, the white man may keep his world, thank you. Especially considering that the white man's world is really, these days, very close at hand. For if you would like to visit Yoruba village, the one you have just heard described, all you need to do is take Highway 17A to the Braze Island Road, and you can't miss it. It's the only genuine, utterly primitive, year-round inhabited African tribal village comprised entirely of disenchanted black Americans in the state of South Carolina. South Carolina? South Carolina. And now you know the rest of the story.